We're reading from the writings of Rabash, third volume, page 2050, item 882, Rosh Hashanah. Questions may be asked through kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Writings of Rabash, third volume, article 882, Rosh Hashanah. On the verse, the eyes of the Creator are on it from the beginning of the year, sometimes for good and sometimes for bad. How? Since Israel were completely wicked in Rosh Hashanah, and the verdict was for them to have not much rain. And in the end, it was changed. But you can't add because the commandment has already been done. But the Creator brings it down on the land on time, that everything needs to be to them according to the land.
Sometimes it was for worse, since Israel were complete righteous in the beginning of the year, and the verdict was to have plenty of rain. In the end, they have came back in them. But the decision cannot be unchanged, but the Creator brings it down not on its time, when the land does not need them. And Rashi explains, not on time, meaning before sowing, for she does not need them in the forests and the deserts. To understand the above on the way of ethics, we need to explain. Ethics, musar, moral, he means the inner work. So there is an external moral when we say, no, that is forbidden, otherwise you will lose, you will be punished, etc. So this is the ordinary kind of moral ethics which is accepted in the world. But the ethic which we mean in the wisdom of Kabbalah is that we know the sentence, the trial, how to behave with our will to receive under such or such laws. So there is no ethics of no. Rather, they explain to us the rules of the world. And then we are being taught how to behave according to these rules, because otherwise, of course, you will be punished from not adjusting your level of development to the rules of nature. So there is no ethics, rather there are laws, nature laws. And of course, all of them are according to man's development, according to the degree of his will to receive, how it rises in him, grows in him, according to his development, as much as he needs to be in balance with nature already. So there are nature laws, 112 degrees, and even before that, degrees in the stage of preparation. And we have to keep on resembling, according to our development, to be in balance with the corresponding degree. And then we feel ourselves as those who develop in the best, most comfortable way possible. So that method where man properly develops in according to how much he develops and how much he adjusts himself to the required degree of nature, that is called keeping the nature, the laws of nature or laws of ethics. To understand the above on the way of ethics, we need to explain. Rosh Hashanah, the new year, is called the beginning of the creation of man. Meaning, like the sages said, that the drop is being declared whether it will be smart, stupid, etc. So there are some such periods in man which are called Rosh Hashanah. He reaches such an inner state which is called Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year. So within few actions, like an emitter, all of a sudden jump a number is popping up. So after a few spins, this number, this situation jumps up, which is called the Rosh Hashanah, which is a special situation. And then we learn how we have to use it, how to relate to it, to realize it. Why precisely such a situation and not any other situations? Because from such special situations our ascension is built from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of a year, the beginning of a month, Shabbat, and other holidays, special days. So there are such special times, an essential jump, ascension from one state to another, which is called Moed, holiday, special days, meaning a special degree. Kshamim reigns, meaning corporal forces of his. Meaning, if he will have a little mind or a big mind, little heart or a big heart, a little desire or a great desire, etc. And if a person is taking the good path, when he grows, it is impossible to add to it. Meaning, to give him a greater mind or desire, for it was already given to him when he was created, but his whole mind and energy, he uses them only in a place of sanctity and where it is needed. So the truth is, he receives everything from above, few rains, plenty of rain in one place where he needs or in places where he doesn't need them. It all depends on man himself. He who receives his package fully, and it all depends. Therefore, we learn how to use what we are given. Then it seems to us as if it is a little rain, few rains, in according to how I can bring myself to the connection with whatever it is I'm receiving. Not that they want to punish me from above. There's never such a thing. It is always in plenty, in abundance, and it all depends on how much I know how to open up myself for the fulfillment and correction. Correction and fulfillment. Lying in them. And it is already enough for him to come to a degree where he will be able to be rewarded for the revelation of the Lord and to truly adhere to him and to receive his share in the next world. Completely not like the common people think, like there's a reward and punishment in our world. Over what I'm doing wrongly, then I receive a punishment. There is no such thing. Rather, the punishment is something I myself built for not correcting my will to receiving something. Then the same corruption, the same corrupted will to receive, which I did not correct in the degree I should have corrected it, then it turns to be a punishment for me in a more advanced situation. Let's say a student at school didn't study enough on the third grade, he was brought to the fourth grade nonetheless, but all the material he did not learn in the third grade, he now needs it in order to further advance. So now he feels the problems, difficulties, different situations, hard situations, and that is the punishment for him. Who did that punishment for him? Himself. He is dragging along that punishment after him. So throughout many degrees it is added such a package, such a pile, which holds you back from moving forward. So we have no one to blame. We simply need to correct the past. And if a person in the beginning of creation, he was allowance with a big mind and strong desire, but if he does not take the good straight path, then he is using them in the wrong way, since the Creator brings them down not on time to the land which do not need them. And if so, all the good forces he was given at the time of his creation are of no use to him, meaning he could have been knowledgeable in Shas and Poskim, and he won't be rewarded with the desirable adhesion, which is called adhesion with the Creator. It turns out that a person cannot complain if he is not a person of special talents like the rest of his friends, for it means nothing, because the main thing is to be a righteous, and only then he utilizes all of his forces to the true goal, and he doesn't waste his forces in vain. Rather, the forces of his exertion are connected and entering sanctity.
Meaning, nothing is demanded from a person more than he needs to correct according to his advancement. It's all measured according to the root of his soul. And it comes to a person in every manner, in every form, in this environmental arrangement, external and internal, that a person doesn't have to change anything from the outside or the inside. He has to accept it as it is. So, for example, I stop myself. I don't want to change anything at all, inside or outside. Only one thing I want. I want the importance of the advancement towards bestowal. I want that to be as the most important between all the discernments, all the connection that I have between me and the world. Not to begin to correct the world or to correct oneself, but yearning for bestowal that should attract the surrounding light. I need this flow, meaning don't regard the inner states, internal and external, but only refer to the light that reforms. His eyes and hands are upwards, facing upwards. To understand the state, internal and external, everything that exists, not to discontent it. Otherwise you won't have what to turn from, where to turn to, because you have to turn from the coarseness. But not to dwell in it. But as long as one is in that state, that's enough. Immediately to turn to the surrounding light. That's just a simple technique. And it's single, nothing you have to change here. It changes according to the states that change within us. But this algorithm, this direction, the actual action, is always the same action. Yes?
No? Microphone.
Go ahead, microphone. I don't understand the connections. Beginning of the article, he describes two states, Israel is wicked, Israel is righteous. And when they're wicked, then they have no rain, meaning connecting externality and internality. And when they're righteous, then they have a lot of rain. So what's the connection? Well, he explains that less rain and more rain is the same. The less rain is when it's brought down in the desert and not on your field, and much rain is when you feel the rain that's in your field. So it all depends on how you receive the attitude of the upper to you. If you recognize that he treats you each and every moment, and you can ask for him from that every moment advancement, that's called a lot of rain. But it depends on your sensitivity towards it. Or you could be sitting down and waiting. When will it come already? You don't recognize him. You don't feel that he's knocking on your window or door, and he's sending you letters and everything, and you're not reacting. You're sealed. You're blocked from all of his, from him turning to you. That is called lesser rain. So it doesn't depend on the Creator. The upper degree always gives the lower one in every moment everything in order for the lower one to rise to it. And if the lower one does not rise, then it changes the conditions, as he explains to us in the article Achoran Kedem Tzartani, that if this angel doesn't work, then he changes the letters, he changes the angels, and that's the way it works, until a person finally wakes up. But it all depends on the sensitivity of the person, and with that sensitivity he can raise this sensitivity by the environment, by the society, by jealousy, by honor. He has many means to do so. And he can raise this. When a person gets angry and realizes that he hasn't had as much talent as his friend, what is this state? There's only a point in the heart that must be developed. So what is this state that he suddenly realizes that he's not as talented as his friends? For spirituality, you don't have to be talented, so you can relax. I'm telling you seriously. You can relax. I have less talent than you. And if I have some tendency towards science, it doesn't help. It doesn't help for spirituality. It only disturbs, ruins each person according to his soul. We're not built just randomly. Each one and his soul are arranged that way, that all the discernments, all the desires, all the qualities, everything that, where he's born, how he's educated, all of that is arranged accordingly to the correction of the soul alone. His parents were educated that way, and also he was, and all of that is only according to the development of the point in the heart until we reach the end of correction. Therefore, we shouldn't even pay attention to this world, to the incidents, to what happens to everyone in education, in money, jobs, science. All of it stems from your soul that needs to be corrected. It's not that accordingly it happens on the side. No, it's the exact same forces that grow, that are extracted out of your soul. And it's all brought to bring you to correction. Therefore, you shouldn't complain about it or get angry about it. You can't even say anything about it because you don't even understand how it's arranged. And it grows from this same place. You only need to demand correction. You have to raise man. And when I say, and I've said about it, and then a few minutes later you asked, and if I'm not smart, and if I'm less than the friends, what do I care to be less? Each one has his own soul. I can be jealous. Look how he draws nicely. Wow, and he does nice clips and music. Yes, I can be jealous, and I don't know anything. Maybe I know how to do only simple work in the kitchen or something. It's not important. It's not less in any way. Everyone is completely equal, but each one is checked according to the extent that he's advanced, correcting his soul. Therefore, we can't treat a person's internality according to his external success. And also, you don't know. Maybe he has great external discernments, so maybe he has a richer, broader soul, and if he has small discernments, he barely knows how to read and write, or he barely advances in life, then he's a fool. I don't have a better word for it. For example, Moses, it says about him that he was a fool. Where was he educated? Pharaoh and then Yitro. He says, I'm mute, I can't speak. So on externality I'm speaking about it. It's all secrets of the Torah, but it is completely, completely incorrect to think that external discernments, corporeal ones, even good ones, a person's educated, or he's good looking, or he's brought up well, could be a soul, small soul, and it's unrelated to one another. Yes. From Virginia and Oleg from Odessa, not from Odessa, sorry, everyone wants to know how to turn to the upper light. What does it mean to turn with correction to the upper light? That's all of our work. There's no more. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah. The first has to be a book in front of you that this book explains to you about the actions of the upper light. All of the Kabbalah books only speak about one thing, Torah. What's Torah? The light, the general light that works on the different forms of the desire. That's why it's called Torah. Zohar. Also Zohar. Zohar, it shines, it's illumination in Hebrew. Zohar is shine. All the books are that way. All the books talk about the actions of the light, of the upper force, the force of the Creator, towards the will to receive, that wants to be corrected, that wants to come closer to the light. That's called a created, the evil inclination, a created the Torah as a spice, because it's light reforms. There's no more than this correction. We don't need anything. That's the entire Torah. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes? Again, Oleg from London wants to sharpen his point. How should we depict this light? What does it mean? Upper light, surrounding light. The force of bestowal that shines on me gives me the quality of bestowal that I'll want to exit myself, connect to others, construct with them together a vessel that I'll feel the quality of bestowal in. To rise above life, let's put it that way, maybe. Yes. There are many questions about the matter of correcting the past. What does it mean to correct the past? How can you do so? Questions from all over the world about this. You just correct it now. There's no... If I've moved up to fourth grade and in the third grade I... 6 months I didn't do anything. So now I feel the hardships. It's like humanity feeling it now. We've accumulated and accumulated these incorrections. We've reached a state that we're in this general crisis. This is actually, until now, it's according to plan. But when we speak about people who have this point in the heart revealed, then we already need to start doing corrections ourselves. Never mind where I am, never mind how much I've been through. It doesn't matter when I was in laziness or something, never mind. I have to now, even though it's hard, and this hardship increases, now, even so, I have to make an effort and rise above it. So that's correcting it now, correcting the past in the present. Yes. Cesar Valério from Brazil is asking, says, no punishment from the Creator, what should we fear? We should fear two things. How should I put it? We should be afraid from the incorrect, from the incorrect impression that we receive from society, and from our laziness to turn to the Creator. Two things. From the group, I receive this additional importance to turn to the Creator, additional desire, yearning. Then I turn to Him. And then I can be in corruption from the society and in laziness from the Creator. Okay, let's conclude. Are we finished? Oh? So you go ask. You're saying not to take into account not the external or the internal state, not to even regard what's happening with me. No, you're right. I didn't put it correctly. Okay. Yep, you're right. I admit. I said don't refer to the fact that you have to correct something. If you're going now with a tool, going to fix something, so that's the external correction, and also don't make corrections on your internal state. Meaning, it's problematic. Things that you need to do in this world, in the frame of this world, as a beast, you have to do. You have to do it. That's the degree that until the end of correction, you'll have to do everything. You'll be like Rabbi Shimon, never mind. You'll still need to take care of your body, your family, your work, your pension, medical insurance. You'll have to be in all these systems. That's the one thing. Secondly, don't think that while taking care of these things, then by that you're really organizing something, arranging something. You have to treat it that way. How does Baal Sulam say? One who goes to a doctor, gets medicine, pays him a lot of money, takes the medicine, like the doctor says, doesn't put it on the shelf. Like those who say, I'm satisfied by doing half the job. I pay money and I have the medicine and I put it on the shelf. No. He takes everything like the doctor says. He gets better, and then he praises the Creator. Why? Because I've done everything according to the arrangements of this world, what he did to me through this theater. I treated this theater correctly. I did these actions. Now I've corrected myself on this degree of this theater. I feel good now. So I thank the director who did all these things for me. I treated him correctly according to how he treated me. He gave me this theater of this world with my sickness and everything, and I treated it correctly in this way. That's one thing. Secondly, I've been given a point in the heart. Advance to me, he says. So I have to start referring to him in the degree of my point in the heart. You understand? How can it be otherwise? This degree that I take all the points in the heart that are with me in a group, unify them together, absorb from them as much as possible their impressions by jealousy and honor, and I want to connect them together but through this jealousy and honor. I'm jealous of these things that they want to connect. I use my honor. Where's my self-respect? Where's my self-honor that I don't advance like they're advancing? Meaning I'm using all of my state in order to awaken the man within me. And if I use all these forces that have been given to me, then it turns out, no problem. There's no problem for a person. Stop thinking that if you clarify everything, this I can't correct, this I can. In corporeality, refer to it that way. But also then you're inside, you're referring to the Creator, but corporeally. You go to work, go back from work, go to the doctor, come back with medicine.
But this is the corporeal healthy degree, and this is the spiritual degree. And then, as he says, by doing so, you're connecting Havaya Elohim. You connect Bina and Malchut together. Havaya, this is Malchut. Elohim, this is Bina. As long as we make the right scrutiny, and from they're on to raise our request. And if you're not doing the right scrutiny, it's not too bad. It's like a baby. He tries. You see how big an effort he tries. He turns your home upside down. Only we need to find these forces by ourselves. For him, it comes by nature, this drive, this urge of his. From the U.S., they ask to clarify, is there a danger that in our spiritual engagement it will disconnect us from our corporeal needs? Why is that? Who differentiates between worlds? Nobody separates between worlds. Why are we in this world? This world is the last degree of all the worlds. And we need to be in that degree till the end of correction. And in this world, in that degree, we need to perform corrections in our right attitude to this degree where I have to exist. And then my right attitude to that degree and my right attitude to the spiritual degree, that makes a man out of me. And therefore I do not let go of this world. I'm not sitting in a monastery. I'm not going to synagogue from morning till night. And I'm not isolating myself from the public. Rather, I'm going to work and study and have a family to get married, etc. I'm a part of all these systems as I should, as is the custom for my age and my time. And without it, I cannot move forward. We don't quite understand it, but Kabbalists never had unmarried students. Rabash didn't have a student who did not work. If somebody quit his work, he was very concerned. Didn't matter how much money you had. You had to work. You have to work. I moved from Rehovot. I had enough money for years. He said, no, you have to work. So I worked at home for 3-4 hours a day, every day. Half a day I took care of him. So that too was a kind of work. It took a long time. But a person has to be occupied. With a family, with a wife, kids, with all the mess and problems. And he has to know how to provide them. There's a question from Israel. And if I don't want to be a part of this theater, of this world, is it against the process of correction? He won't move forward. He won't advance. Because this is all one system. It's one system. We have to be in both worlds together. See what he writes in letter about Havaya Elohim. How we have to unify the particular and general providence through this world. There is no choice. This is something we have to do. As much as the Rabash wanted to have each and every student and everybody were very dear to him, he did not have those who weren't married. Baal HaSulam didn't let his elder son to start studying until he didn't get married. He got married, and the next day he came to learn. What happened? What do you buy? It's called that you buy a cow and a talit when you get married. Third spirituality, what's in it? But the Gemara has a reason for saying so. On the one hand, this is a cow and a talit, but on the other hand, this is the whole man. Without that additional, you can't be a man. See how he got married at the age of 86, the Rabash. At the age of 86, someone gets married immediately after his wife passed away, after the mourning days, the 7 days. He told me, you have to find me a wife. Whatever for, why? She was paralyzed for 4 years. He lived with her for 60 years. I have to. Doesn't matter to me. She can live in America. I need to have a wedding and a ceremony. I need to have a wife. We don't understand it. So the systems of this world, there are systems which we can't understand how they close down everything. There is nothing that was created just like that. We think there is evolution, something comes from the Big Bang and keeps on developing, and we are on the side of another system. It is one system. In my perception, it is as if it splits into two, still vegetate, animate, and speaking corporal and spiritual. But outside of me, this is the upper light, and my desires only in two different levels, where I perceive the connection between the light and the desire. But this is all one system. Therefore, we cannot separate them and toss half of the vessel which we use stand on. Therefore, everybody has to make sure to take care of his ordinary system of lives. See what they did for us in this world, what we have to do. Why can't we do without it? Go ahead and ask. But you see that this is so. This is the way it was done. And this is a great major correction that we're doing here. We are suffering here, limited, restricted by our bodies. Did you find it, Yaniv? Perhaps there's a good example in letter 63. It says, before a person goes out to the market to make his living, he has to expel his thoughts from the private providence and say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? And to make everything needed in order to profit as they do. But in the evening, when he comes to his home with his reward, he shouldn't think that it was he who profited. Even if he was laying in the basement all day long, he still would have rewarded, so because this is the way the Creator had thought on him. So the Creator is playing with a person through the corporal systems. It all depends on man's intention. Doesn't matter where you are touching, you're attaching your intentions to. Yes, Itzik. Why from all the qualities you have emphasized laziness in turning the Creator, in approaching the Creator? I think the sum of it all is the laziness. It all comes down to laziness, to accumulating, in gathering all the desires, the necessity, in order to truly yearn for that quality, to feel it as important. So it all comes down to laziness, to work with the friends and the book. It's laziness. Laziness to pressure oneself to open up his hearts and eyes a little bit wider. So I feel this is laziness. In order to come to the great necessity, Everything that stands in our way is laziness. He writes about this, about this virtue of laziness, which is a good virtue if you're not running to do things which are not necessary, because then you just confuse yourself and the whole world. On the other hand, it is better than sit down and do nothing instead of do things which are not necessary for the correction, on the one hand. But on the other hand, when you correct yourself, there the laziness, this is something which really holds you back. We are flooded with questions about being married, and we have many students. Don't address me, give it to Itzik. They say, many of us are not married. What should we do? Is it fine or not fine in our days if Baal HaSulam didn't have unmarried students? We have unmarried students because we're not in the same group like the Rabash or previous groups of Kabbalists, but a person should know that if he's already in a state where he's working, if he's studying university here, there, these are things that he's still preparing himself for work and to support himself. So there's a question already, but if he's already making a living, meaning he's not studying and to have a profession, then he has to get married. Otherwise he steals from himself, he robs from himself the right advancement in this world, for he doesn't build the system of relation between him and the Creator as it should be in a natural way. Me, my wife, the kids, home, work, this is a must. Nature is nature, and we have to understand that this is how God is revealed to us. So go, please go ahead and get married. Years ago, many years ago, 15 years ago, when we were a small group and we did not disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah and go out to the whole world, rather when we used to study alone, then this was a very serious matter. If somebody came, we told him, you have a month, or, and then we see if you're fine or not, if you want to carry on, but then you have to get married. We forced people to get married if he wanted to stay and study with us. Yes. The article is talking about Rosh Hashanah, and Marcel from Munich wants to know, in this weekend it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, how should we pray and prepare ourselves? We will talk about it, he will have the right preparation, don't worry. But for now, let's move on to the second part of the lesson.